I meet these servants of the wheel at the inns, and they tell short stories and sketches about their pace, and show each other their shoes and saddles, and compare maps and roads. Some even try to trade machines. They talk most indecently of the makers and prices. I would as soon ask a man who was his tailor, or where he got his hair cut, and how much he paid. One man I met was not so much a man as a hoarding, blatant about the gas-pipe machine company. For them, no flowers exist, no wild birds, no trees, no landscapes, no historical memorials, and no geological associations, nothing but the roads they traverse and the bicycles they ride. Those that have other interests have them in the form of cheap portable cameras, malignant things that can find no beauty in earth or heaven. George, said my uncle suddenly, and I knew he had come upon a great discovery. Real human beings are scarce in this world. You speak bitterly, said I. I know what has happened. You are hot from an inn full of the viler type of cyclist, and I presume that, after their custom, they mocked at your machinery.